Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, longer form podcast called Thinking LSAT. If you haven't listened to Thinking LSAT lately, we've been doing tons and tons of personal statement stuff. So if you're considering applying to law school and you want to hear us dive in and basically brutally attack people's personal statements, you can go to the most recent episodes, 314 or 315 of the Thinking LSAT podcast. Yeah. We have an email here from Kay. Says, I want to thank y'all for the resources and information you provide to law school applicants. You're welcome. I've been binging the Thinking LSAT podcast the past few months while I'm at work, so I feel less guilty about not studying during work hours, LOL. Without the podcast, I never would have considered applying for accommodations or appealing my fee waiver denial. I wanted to share some details about what I submitted in case any other podcast listeners are in the same boat. This is going to be like actual practical, actionable advice here from one of our listeners. Thank you, Kay, for sharing this advice. I recall hearing on the podcast that I can get access to one of the LSAT Demon plans for the reduced price with the fee waiver. I've attached my approval letter to this email. I'd love to get more information about that since the podcast and free plan have been invaluable so far. And yes, that is true. We have a very robust fee waiver. If you get the LSAC fee waiver program, all you got to do is email a screenshot of that basically to help at lsatdemon.com, and they our awesome customer service team will help you get set
I will
up
say in the works
for all that.
In the works right now is also automating that process. So when you go to the plans page and you check out, because it's the number one request that we get, click in the top corner, you can apply your fee waiver. It's not there yet, but it will be there in a couple weeks. So when you hear this, you might see it already.
Might be able to just do it online or email help at lsatdemon.com and they'll sort you out. If you've got the fee waiver, you do get free or discounted LSAT Demon plans. Anyway, this correspondent, I might do the fee waiver part first, since we were talking about fee waivers. It says, I was denied for having an income exceeding the requirements to qualify. I'm a paralegal, so I have an all right income, but by no means enough to afford the out-of-pocket expenses of applying to law school. I submitted a cover letter and exhibits showing evidence of my annual income, monthly income, bank statements, monthly expenses, and an income versus expense spreadsheet. All of that was compiled into one PDF. Smart. It ended up showing that approximately 90% of my income goes toward necessary expenses, and I pretty much live paycheck to paycheck. It took LSAC about 2 weeks to approve my appeal.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, appeal. When in doubt,
do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you should just plan on it. You're going to apply. You might get denied. If you do, you appeal and you just make a compelling argument. Just show them that you can't afford to apply to law school. Do what Kay did. Do some spreadsheets. Show them that your income, that, you know, hey, my rent and my health insurance eats up 90% of my income. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I need this fee waiver. But do it. Do it professionally and submit it to LSAC, and hopefully they will approve you. If you get approved, that's basically $2,000 worth of free LSAC stuff.
Plus what we give you.
A couple free shots at the LSAT, credential assembly service, bunch of other stuff. Prep Plus, bunch of other stuff you get for free from LSAC. But yeah, then you also get a free or discounted LSAT Demon plan. Definitely appeal. Definitely get that fee waiver. So thank you, Kay, for talking about the appeal process. This also now is about accommodations. Kay apparently got 50% additional time. Kay says, I was diagnosed with ADHD earlier this year, so I didn't have evidence of previous accommodations or a long medical history. I submitted a one-paragraph statement of need with examples of how my ADHD makes it hard to function under the regular timed exam, a visit summary from the doctor when I got diagnosed, an accommodations request form completed by my doctor, and a letter of support from my therapist, parentheses, this was me being extra because you can't go wrong with more supporting evidence. It took LSAC about 2 weeks to approve my request, says Kay. Almost sounds like overkill there, honestly, on the evidence for the accommodations. We never hear about anybody getting denied accommodations.
Yeah, this is also an interesting claim that Kay makes. This was me being extra because you can't go wrong with more supporting evidence. Sometimes you can, actually. I think the supporting evidence can reveal right. something. It's like, wait a sec, you don't really have a problem. So this is why I tend to, when people ask questions about what, if a law school is asking me, should I answer this? It's like, answer what they literally asked and that's it. And I would kind of take this approach too. What do they want? They want a letter from your doctor? Get that. And you got them what they wanted.
Yep. Whatever forms they say you need to fill out, that's what you should fill out. And you should just make it look like what you do give them, it does need to look like it's a no-brainer based on what you gave them. And just, you know, if that's already the case, then maybe you don't need to include anything extra. But anyway.
Cool.
Excellent. Kay sounds like a lawyer, huh? Somebody who's willing to jump through a bunch of hoops.
She applied for the accommodations. She applied for the fee waiver and then appealed it. Yep, you're playing the game that these people play.
Sounds like a lawyer. Yeah, good job, Kay. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some hot LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.